You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Alfalfa may not come to mind immediately when we think of a key crop, but its value to the many farmers who do use it is inestimable. Yet producers of genetically modified alfalfa are all set to enter the Canadian market despite the protests of farmers themselves. In early October, the Ontario Ministry of Environment turned down a request by the National Farmers Union for an environmental assessment of Roundup-ready alfalfa. Ann Slater is a National Farmers Union member from St. Mary's, Ontario, and she joins me by phone this morning from Ontario. Hello, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I understand it wasn't actually the National Farmers Union that requested, but two members of the union requested an environmental assessment. Why did they do that?
Well, they requested an environmental assessment because we feel, as farmers, and I know they did it on behalf of all farmers. The process is that a couple of people need to make the application, but they were very clear they were doing it on behalf of all farmers who are concerned about Roundup Ready or GM alfalfa being released in Ontario. And they did it because as farmers who have concerns about the commercialization of GM alfalfa, we feel our voices haven't been heard. That we haven't had a place to sort of give our concerns to the any level of government as to what the implications for us would be if genetically modified alfalfa was released. So they were hoping that through the Environmental Bill of Rights in Ontario that they would be able to get an environmental assessment. But of course, as you said, the Ministry of the Environment thought otherwise.
So what was the ruling?
The ruling was that genetically modified alfalfa has already been assessed by the Canadian Food and Inspection Agency. So the ruling was that the federal government had already looked at genetically modified alfalfa and had deemed that it was appropriate to release it. So the Ontario government felt they had no reason to sort of look at another regulation for genetically modified alfalfa because it's already been done at the federal level.
Let's back up a little bit here because most of us, I think, wouldn't know alfalfa if we ran into it. Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, alfalfa, and of course, I think most of us, if we ran into alfalfa, we'd probably see it as alfalfa sprouts in the grocery stores, and that's really the only way we'd see it called alfalfa in the grocery stores. But alfalfa is actually growing on 30% of Canada's farmland, so it's a pretty significant crop. But as an everyday consumer, we don't see it because what it is one of the crops that's regularly grown for hay or for pasture to feed to livestock, whether that be dairy cows, especially it's important, but also beef and sheep, and it's also a really important crop as far as making the soil healthy, so providing fertility and organic matter to the soil, which makes it a particularly important crop for organic farmers in much of Canada.
I've heard it described as green manure.
It is used as sort of in that soil building role. It is what can be called a green manure because it's high in nitrogen. It's a nitrogen fixer, so plowing it back into the soil provides nitrogen for future crops. So when it's plowed back in, it's a green manure crop. So it's both a feed crop for livestock and it's a soil fertility building crop as a green manure.
Now, why don't farmers want this GM alfalfa?
There's a few reasons why we don't want GM alfalfa. First of all, for organic farmers, we're not allowed to use any genetically modified organisms. That's part of the organic standard. And alfalfa is a perennial crop. It's pollinated by insects. So the pollen, if there was genetically modified alfalfa grown in an area, then the pollen would be moved around from farm to farm and from field to field by bees. So there's a risk of contamination. One of the other reasons is, and I'm an organic farmer, but I've talked to conventional farmers about GM alfalfa and said, who wants GM alfalfa? Do you want GM alfalfa? And I have yet to actually have, just in my casual conversations, had a farmer say to me that they would like GM alfalfa. Basically, what they say is, I don't think there's any need for GM alfalfa. First of all, very few farmers grow alfalfa as a pure stand of alfalfa. They grow it in a mix of grasses, so the genetically modified alfalfa that could be sold now in Canada is Roundup Ready alfalfa, which means it could be sprayed with the herbicide glyphosate or brand name Roundup, and that is of no value to farmers who grow mixed stands of grass and alfalfa. It's really not something that for the most part farmers are asking for, need, or looking for. The other concern in some areas is that we have weeds that are resistant to glyphosate because farmers have been using other Roundup Ready crops, and they say it's fine. We don't mind. We're growing these other Roundup Ready crops, but alfalfa will just complicate our lives. And then another reason for farmers, especially in Manitoba, is that they actually grow alfalfa as a seed crop and have markets for seed in Europe where they simply can't, if the seed becomes contaminated, they lose their export markets.
Now, I'm thinking back a few years, but I remember a farmer called Percy Schmeiser, mm-hmm. and I believe that the crop was canola, mm-hmm. and he was charged by Monsanto, who manufactures this seed, with stealing the seed because it got into his crop. Am I correct?
Yes. He was charged, and I mean, he went to the Supreme Court. And in the end, the Supreme Court said that it didn't matter how that genetically modified canola made its way to his field. He had it, and therefore he was violating the patent on the seed, which was held by Monsanto.
And so I presume that's a danger here, too, especially if it's pollinated by insects.
It's a danger here, too. Canola is pollinated. It's a wind-pollinated crop, so the pollen tends to travel. And, of course, with a perennial crop that's insect-pollinated, it's a danger here. And so that's another concern, the contamination, both the loss of markets and the potential that you could be sued for having a contaminated crop.
So the Canadian Food Inspection Agency is set up to protect our food supply, presumably to protect Canada's trade. How could it be that it would certify this crop?
It would be because what they're allowed to look at by the regulations they're given, they don't... Their process of assessing a crop is fairly secretive. It's not open to the public. There's no place in sort of their process for the public to have input to say what the impact for me, say as a farmer, to say what the impacts would be on me if genetically modified alfalfa was made available. They rely only on the information and the data given to them by the proponent or the company that wants to sell the seed.
With the refusal of the environmental assessment, is that the end of the road for the fight against GM alfalfa?
Well, I still haven't I haven't seen any indications that it's being sold yet in Ontario. Forage Genetics International, which is the commercializing company for Roundup Ready alfalfa, which is technology developed by Monsanto, but Forage Genetics International is the commercializing company. They said that they will release it. They're only looking at releasing it in eastern Canada because of the concerns from alfalfa seed growers in Western Canada, but and you know they have the full variety registration, the full assessment. It can be sold in Ontario, but I haven't yet seen an indication that that it's being sold in Ontario. So so I think it's you know it's never the end of the road, and as long as there's a chance to still discourage the company from making it available and to discourage farmers from buying it. And so I think, you know, partly it's up to the consumers to also let farmers know that that they don't want to see genetically modified alfalfa available. And since it's not being sold, I mean, we can continue to put pressure on our elected representatives to do whatever they can to stop it.
Now, as someone who's been involved in this fight to prevent Roundup Ready alfalfa being grown in Canada, produced by Monsanto, what was your reaction when you heard that Monsanto had won the Nobel Prize for Agriculture?
Well, you know, I think it's not really a Nobel Prize. It's I think I kind of looked up to see who was giving this prize, and they kind of call it the equivalent of the Nobel, but it's not a Nobel Prize. It's a prize given out by I think the World Food Prize Foundation, who is a, which is a foundation that was set up by the founders of the Green Revolution from several decades ago, but that was a that was an initiative to encourage the use of chemical fertilizer and pesticides in agriculture around the world. So so you know, seeing who was giving it out, it wasn't a surprise to see that someone from Monsanto was given the prize. So I think you know what I looked at it is well, we just need to continue our work to try and have a different vision for how we grow food.
Well, thanks for clarifying that. It makes a whole lot more sense now that they got it.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a surprise, but I know it certainly caught people's attention.
Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to me this morning, Anne.
Okay, well, thank you for your interest.
I've been speaking with Anne Slater. She's a National Farmers Union member from St. Mary's, Ontario, and we're talking about the recent decision by the Ontario Ministry of Environment not to do an environmental assessment of genetically modified alfalfa. For more information on this issue, you can visit the National Farmers Union at nfu.ca or its partner, the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network, at cban.ca.